Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're looking at, well, we're cracking open the strategy needed for independent music releases in 2025. Our mission really is to give you a clear, structured, maybe a 25-day shortcut, you know, moving away from that common mistake of just sort of putting the song out there and, well, hoping for the best.
Yeah, it's basically essential now. The whole playing field has shifted massively. You're not just up against other indie artists anymore. You're competing with major labels. And they're throwing, you know, serious money, hundreds of thousands, into really slick content, targeted ads, amazing visuals, the general noise level. It's deafening. Having a good song, sadly, it's just not enough on its own.
Okay, so the answer isn't just grinding harder the old way. It's about working smarter with, like, real precision. We've put together this 25-day plan based on, well, strategy, building community, and focusing on quality, right? Not just endless posts.
Exactly. Quality over sheer volume.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads us straight into the really essential mindset shift needed for 2025. The industry focus is really moving quite aggressively, actually, away from just discovery, you know, chasing big numbers for their own sake. It's shifting towards real community, real value, verifiable engagement.
Okay, I get that. It feels like a needed correction. But how do you convince an artist not to chase those viral numbers? I mean, isn't that what the platforms seem to reward? A TikTok with, say, 500,000 views? Isn't that still the dream?
Well, it's the dream if you want maybe 5 seconds of fame, yeah. But what happens with those 500,000 views? Do they watch the whole thing? Do they click your profile? Do they actually go stream the song? Probably not.
Yeah.
The metrics that really count now are about conversion, engagement. Look, if 1,000 people save your song to their own playlist and listen all the way through, that's way, way more valuable than 500,000 passive glances.
Right, right. Quality interaction, not just empty reach. Okay, that makes sense. And this ties into the three core resolutions for this whole 25-day thing.
Resolution one, you absolutely have to make promotion fun again, or at least not dreadful.
Yeah.
And anxiety-driven marketing, it's exhausting. And honestly, it produces pretty bad results. If you love making music but you hate the marketing side, you need to find creative ways to promote that actually feel like you. Hate dancing. Don't force yourself to dance on TikTok. Find another way.
Resolution two, this one I like. Do less, but do it better. It's kind of the antidote to that pressure, you know? Feeling like you have to post constantly everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. Just stop trying to follow some formula. We're saying focus on fewer, really well-executed pieces of content that actually connect, instead of just burning out.
And number three ties it all together. Focus relentlessly on building a real community and providing actual value. Think of it like this. You, the artist, you're the hero, your music. That's your superpower. But here's the thing. The superpower isn't much use without the superhero.
Let's unpack that hero superpower idea a bit. Are you saying the artist's identity, their persona, their look, how consistent they are? That's what actually gets people to even listen to the music first.
Precisely. You had to be remarkable. Interesting. Beyond just the song itself.
Mm.
And that means, professional attention to how you look, your fashion choices, the stories you tell. Consistency. The market is absolutely flooded with great music. It really is. What it's not flooded with is compelling heroes.
Mm.
If you look like you just threw something on, well, you'll likely be ignored no matter how amazing the song sounds.
Okay, that really sets the stage. But before we dive into day one of the plan, what are the absolute must-dos? The pregame stuff.
First up, you need to choose your aggregator. That's the company that gets your music onto Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, all those DSPs, the digital service providers.
Yeah.
You need to pick one and start that upload process, like, right away.
And here's the rule you stress you cannot break. Set the release date at least 1 month after you get the final master back. A whole month. Why such a big gap?
Oh, because things go wrong. It's almost inevitable, especially if you're newer. You run a really high risk of, say, the track showing up on the wrong Spotify profile. It happens all the time.
Mm.
Or the metadata gets mixed up, or the upload just doesn't register properly with some key platforms. If you rush it, you end up wasting precious weeks emailing support, totally stressed out, and your whole promotion window shrinks. That month buffer, that's your insurance. Your safety net against a technical nightmare.
Critical advice. Absolutely critical. Now, cheesing the actual release day, we've put that at day 21 in this plan. Everyone says Friday's the day, international release day. But you're suggesting Fridays might actually be bad.
Often, yeah. Think about it. People are winding down for the week, maybe traveling, making weekend plans. They're distracted.
Yeah.
You want a day when your core audience is more likely to be actually sitting down, listening properly, engaging. So the real priority is choosing a day, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, when you, the artist, can be fully present. You need to be available for intensive promotion, responding to comments, engaging live. If you work a crazy shift on Fridays, don't release on Friday. Pick Thursday.
And a quick side note, but important, avoid big political days like Election Day in the U.S. or major holidays, Christmas, New Year's. Your song just gets completely lost in the noise, right?
Exactly. Don't try to swim against the current. Use it.
Okay, let's hit day one, goals and pitching. You mentioned goals should be rounded. What does that mean in practice beyond just, I want more streams?
Right, we need goals focused on stuff like engagement, consistency, even just feeling proud of the rollout. So, for example, instead of just get 10,000 streams, maybe it's, okay, I want to go from 1,000 to 10,000 Spotify spins, but I'm going to track that, say, 80% of those spins come from people actually saving the song or listening past the 45-second mark.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're defining success by the quality of the listening, not just the raw number.
Got it. And the main action on day one is pitching to Spotify through their Spotify for Artists backend. That seems crucial. What makes a good pitch stand out?
It is crucial and non-negotiable. It's maybe 30 minutes. A good pitch uses strong keywords. Sure, that's the SEO bit. But more than that, it tells a story. Don't just list genres like indie folk. Tell them who it's for. Like, this track is for listeners of Hozier and Phoebe Bridgers. Maybe they're in college feeling a bit lost. Give context. And definitely highlight your promo plans. Tell them, we've got a 25-day content plan. We're targeting college radio. We're running pre-save ads.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeding the Spotify algorithm data so it knows exactly who to show your song to.
Okay, moving fast. Day three, social audits and avatar design. This is about looking professional online, starting with the bio.
Yeah, the bio needs to hit your why, not just the what. So many artists just put their age and where they live. Who cares? We need to know the passion, the story behind it all, the emotional reason you make music. That's what turns a casual browser into an actual follower.
And the advice on Instagram highlights and pinned content is interesting. Treat them strategically.
Totally. Think of highlights like shelves in a library, clearly labeled, Q&A, about me, songwriting, no weird abbreviations nobody understands. And your pinned content, that first post people see, it should act like, you know, the start of a Netflix series. If someone new finds you, that pinned post needs to quickly tell them who the hero is, what you're about. It shouldn't just be whatever random reel got the most views last month. It needs to represent you.
And this avatar design idea?
Yeah.
Picturing your ideal listener, giving them a name, a backstory. It seems simple, but powerful.
It really is. Stop saying your audience is everyone. It's not. Visualize who you're actually talking to or the specific group you want to reach. Give them a name, a story. Is it Josh, 22, just out of college, feeling a bit adrift? Or maybe Sarah, 35, two kids, needs music for her commute? Be specific.
And how does knowing Josh or Sarah actually change what content you make?
Well, once you know you're talking to Josh, who's feeling uncertain, you stop posting generic stuff like stream my new song. Instead, you might make a reel with a spoken hook like, I wrote this song when I felt totally lost about my future. See? You start making content for them. It makes your marketing way more targeted, way more effective. It builds that community we talked about.
That practical focus flows right into day seven, merch and playlists. You're saying even small artists need good merch ready, like now. Why so urgent?
Merch isn't just about making a bit of money, though that's good too. It's a signal. Professionalism. And please, don't just slap a tiny logo on the cheapest t-shirt you can find. Design something people actually want to wear. Quality matters. And get the online store set up immediately. We've all heard the horror story, right? Artist has a viral moment. Everyone asks, where can I buy the shirt? And there's no shirt, no store. They completely miss that wave of opportunity and revenue. Don't let that be you. Be ready for lightning to strike.
Okay, be prepared. And the community playlist idea. That sounds like a smart, subtle move.
It's a great little tactic. You make a public playlist on Spotify. Put your new song in it, but then surround it with songs from other artists that fit the same vibe, the same genre, the same audience. This does two things. One, it gives your fans more music to listen to that they'll probably like, keeps them engaged. Two, and this is the important bit, it feeds Spotify really useful data. It tells the algorithm, hey, this new song fits well with these artists, this kind of listener. It helps Spotify place your song correctly.
Right. Algorithmic hints. Smart.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk content creation, the engine driving all this. You suggest regular content shoots maybe every Sunday, aiming for, what, 5 to 7 short-form clips, like intro verse chorus style?
Yeah, batching content is key for efficiency. But here's the major hack, the thing most people miss. While you're all set up, the location looks good, lighting's right, your camera ready, shoot one long-form, one-take video. And shoot it in landscape mode, like for YouTube, It could be just a simple acoustic performance or singing it clean to the camera.
Okay, why specifically that long-form landscape video? What's the magic there?
Because that one video is gold dust for YouTube. You can easily chop it up or, more simply, turn it into a lyric video. Then, you upload a new section or the full lyric video to YouTube every week after the single release. See, YouTube often gets neglected in single campaigns, but putting out consistent weekly content there gives your single a much longer life. You find a new audience, keeps momentum going, and you did it all from that one shoot, avoiding the stress of filming new stuff constantly.
That is super efficient. Wow. Okay, day 10. The essential photo shoot. This feels like a big one. How does an independent artist, maybe low on cash, justify spending on professional photos, wardrobe, makeup? What's the minimum needed here?
You have to see it as an investment, not an expense. Seriously. This could be the single most important day for getting media attention. That high-resolution professional photo, it's often the difference between a blog or a magazine or even a radio station paying attention to you or just hitting delete. They will not feature a blurry, badly lit phone selfie, period.
So it's about looking the part, projecting professionalism to get past those gatekeepers.
100%. You need to look like the hero we talked about. And yeah, that means planning, wardrobe choices, any accessories, props, maybe guitar, cool car, whatever fits your vibe, location scouting, time of day for lighting. And you absolutely need proper attention to hair, beard grooming, makeup. That polish creates a strong first impression. It makes you memorable. It says, I take this seriously.
Okay, investment, not expense. Got it. Now we shift into more data-driven stuff. Day 12, pre-save ads. Why push pre-saves so hard when people can just stream instantly on release day?
Pre-saves give you crucial launch data. Even with a tiny budget, run some ads. But here's the key. Target people who've already engaged with you. Like anyone who's liked a post, watched a video, visited your profile in the last, say, 180 days. These are warm leads. They already know who you are. You can sweeten the deal too. Add a competition, maybe pre-save to win a signed poster or some merch. That incentivizes the click, gets you valuable email signups, and it tells the streaming platforms who's interested before the song even drops. That initial data boost is powerful.
Makes sense. Priming the pump. And day 13 offers a creative break, the alternative version. Why is making an acoustic version or maybe a remix so important?
It's relatively low effort, but high reward. It basically doubles your content output for that single, gives existing fans a fresh take, a reason to listen again. But honestly, the best alternative version is often a collaboration.
Ah, the collab. Why is that the must-do if you can swing it?
Because it's an audience multiplier. It's a hack. Think about it. You bring in a musician friend, maybe just for some harmonies or a guest verse on an acoustic track. Simple. Suddenly, you can tap into their entire audience for promotion too. They share it with their fans, you share it with yours. Your potential reach just expands massively. Smart synergy.
Very smart. Okay, final stretch towards release day. Day 17 is about offline stuff, press releases. What's the trick to actually getting an editor to read it?
Keep it short, like 500 words max. Seriously, focus on the hook. What's the story, the emotion, the interesting angle behind this song, not just the technical stuff. And you need a killer headline, something that makes an editor pause when they're scrolling through 50 other emails about new releases. Make it provocative, interesting.
And always, always include those amazing high-res photos from day 10. Got it. Research the publication, personalize the pitch, be polite. Day 18, radio. For emerging artists, where should they focus their energy? Big national stations seem impossible.
Yeah, forget the huge stations for now. Focus on finding the right size radio for you. That means college radio, hospital radio, community stations, specialized online radio shows, places that actually play your specific genre or niche. Do your research.
And the timing advice here is interesting. You suggest sending the track the week of release, not way in advance.
For emerging artists, yes. Counterintuitive, I know. But if you send it a month early, it often just gets buried or forgotten. Sending it when you're actively in your promotional push, when there's buzz happening online, It shows the station programmer that you're working the track hard. It feels more current, more relevant for them to jump on board.
Okay, day 20, the day before, prep day. Setting up the dominoes, what needs to happen?
Everything needs to be ready to go. Finalize all your links, Spotify, Apple Music, etc. Playing your outfit for release day sounds silly, but it saves time and stress. And crucially, set up your ads for cold audiences, people who don't know you yet. Use the short-form content that performed best during your pre-release testing. Huh. You already know it resonates. Basically, have everything lined up so tomorrow is pure execution.
Execution, right. Day 21, release day, go time, first thing.
Wake up early. Check everything. Is the song actually live on Spotify, on Apple Music? Immediately change all your social media banners, profile pics, headers to say out now, and switch all those pre-save links to direct streaming links everywhere.
Okay, basics covered. But here's what you called the single most critical strategy of the whole 25 days, the one-to-one strategy. What is that?
This is where you ditch the mass broadcast approach for a bit and get personal. Deeply personal. You need to spend the entire day, I mean, every possible minute, personally messaging people, DMing on Instagram, texting friends, emailing your mailing list, reaching out to engaged followers one by one.
And the request has to be super specific, right? You're not just saying, hey, check out my new song. What are the magic words?
The magic words are a specific, non-pushy ask. Something like, hey, name, my new single is out today. If you have a moment, would you mind listening to the entire song? And if you genuinely enjoy it, would you consider adding it to one of your personal Spotify playlists?
Okay, listen to the entire song. That feeds consumption data, tells Spotify people aren't skipping, and adding it to a personal playlist, why is that the ultimate goal?
Because that playlist ad is the strongest signal of engagement you can send to Spotify. Stronger than just a stream. It tells the algorithm, a real human likes this song enough to save it alongside their other favorite music. It provides context. Spotify uses that data, thousands of those individual ads, to figure out who else might like your song. It fuels the algorithmic discovery playlists like Discover Weekly. That direct personal outreach builds real connection and feeds the machine the exact high-quality data it needs. Oh, and definitely plan a live session that day too. A listening party, Q&A, maybe a quick performance. Platforms like TikTok really reward creators using the live feature. Keep busy.
That one-to-one push sounds intense but crucial, which leads us straight to day 25, planning the next single, No Rest.
Absolutely no rest. The biggest mistake artists make is taking their foot off the gas right after release week. All that momentum just dies. Think of the first single, like the first push on a bike pedal. It gets you moving, but you need the next push and the next to build speed. Your second and third singles are what create consistency, keep you visible, build on the audience you just gained, and you use everything you learned from this 25-day cycle, which content hit hardest, who engaged the most, to make the next release strategy even smarter.
So this whole 25-day plan, it's really about consistent effort, right? Yeah, lots of small, daily, strategic jabs, building momentum, rather than just hoping for one big, lucky right hook that might never land. We're trying to replace luck with structure, with discipline, and focusing on what actually builds a career long-term. Real fans, real engagement.
Exactly. If you want audience growth in 2025, you have a choice to make. What do you need to perfect first? The music itself or the hero, you who represents it? Ideally both, but you need that compelling hero. Remember that final thought. You might just be one post, one connection away from something amazing happening. Let's not leave that to chance. Go plan that next single.